This episode is brought to you by Juul Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Juul beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook. You don't have to make mess. You just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Juul so much that we bought it. So we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients, and it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life, and only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to JuulWellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at JuulWellness.com. On with the show. Hey, you guys. Welcome back to Stop Being Perfect. I, first of all, want to kick off with just telling you guys that you need to tell me more of what subjects you want to hear. Here's things I think I can talk about. Obviously, life post-HA. I'm obviously talking body image stuff. What to expect later. Set point. All that good stuff. We're going to do a little bit of that today. And I can talk about online business. I could talk about parenting and divorce and solo parenting. Things of that nature are coming up for me a lot lately. I could talk about sport, competing, training. I can talk about all these things. So please do just like let me know on Instagram, or for those of you who have my number, just a lot of you, text me and I want your ideas. But today I want to talk about weight, because this actually comes up a lot in my line of work, and 100% of you wonder about the whole weight thing a lot, because you come from a history of worrying a lot about your weight, and B, many of you have been on an HA journey along with me. I feel like that's the vast majority of my listener base, but for all of you other people, hey. And y'all kind of want to know like what to expect. I don't like talking about this type of stuff on the HA podcast because I believe that it is distracting from the goal. For those of you on the other side, I think you rightfully want to know what to expect. I'll tell you, when I went through HA, I didn't have any idea what to expect, and there was no one really to give me that information. So I don't really think you need it. But let me just kind of share a bit about what I know. So I was talking with some clients, various different conversations, actually, no one particular person. And one, she's a new client, actually, and she asked if, I love how I said no particular person, and then I was like, but there is this one particular person. There's just lots of instances. One person asked me if I have like an episode where I share my story. Of course I do. It's like episode one of the HA podcast, but it's also on the homepage of my YouTube channel, and it's from 4 years ago. And I went to find it for her, and then I saw it and I was like, wow, I just look different. And if I'm honest with you, I actually think I look really healthy in that video. I'm telling my story, I'm recovered. I don't have a baby because my baby's only three. So I don't have a baby at that point. I just was like, I look fertile as, and I do as well today, but I just look so different. And I was starting to get some people commenting on more recent YouTube videos being like, hey, did you lose weight? And then I have other clients who are just like, you guys actually are so funny. They're like, yeah, healing, love healing my relationship with food. Society's super messed up. I definitely have a new perspective. I definitely want to change my perspective. But also, Danny, when do I get to like lose weight? And or can I just like not gain any more weight? You know, there's no escaping it, it feels sometimes. Like people are just not going to stop worrying about it, no matter how educated they are on how non-helpful it is. So I went into recovery, when I first decided, which I tell in my How I Got My Period Back story, you know, I played How Low Can You Go, and like I upped my calories a little bit here and I did a little less exercise there. And then, you know, when that was not working and it became apparent that I needed to truly change in order to get my period back and I had to truly let go, I actually decided at that point, to be okay with my body. So I think I want to talk about this. I talked about this in the last episode where I was like, if Magic Genie came and asked me right now if I could be happy in this body forever, what would I say? And the answer was fine, because I can be, because I know that I can be. And that if I can be happy, if I can just let myself be happy and stop being a toddler about it, I can move on with my life, and I'm at a choice. I have a choice to move on with my life. Were there sometimes uncomfortable times in my body where I was like, well, I hate myself in that photo? Absolutely. Because we live in such a crazy world. But when you have permission to not care about it and no longer make how you are appearing externally to other people important to you, you can really get some stuff done in your life that's like actually of value. Right. So I decided that and I went along with it and I was fine. Like, this is the body that I'm going to be in. So if you watch that video, that version of me, that is the body that I was like, I'm absolutely in this body forever and I'm fine with it. And I look amazing. And I'm just bigger. Like, and it's just a roll, you know, like it's just some extra body fat. And I get to be free and happy and fertile. I was pretty stoked at the time, still am at the time with the option. So a lot of people be like, but what about set point theory? Because Danny, in that picture, you're just like still way too big. That's great for you, but it's too big for me. First of all, if you have that mindset, that's not helpful. If you think that it's okay for me and it's not okay for anyone else, or if you think it's not okay for me and you're totally afraid of that for yourself, you have some serious work to do. Because friends do not let friends dictate their happiness based on how their body looks. And there is nothing wrong with my body. There was nothing wrong with my body at that time. There's nothing really wrong with my body now. It's all just neutral and it's all just weight. But here's the thing. I get comments now. I get compliments and I get attention now for my weight. I'll get random people even message me on like reply to a story where I was like in the picture and they'll be like, I know you probably don't appreciate comments like this anymore, but your legs look amazing. That was one I got from someone. If you're listening, I see you. It is okay. I'm not mad. But I just was like, oh, that's wild, right? That's wild that people would say that to me of all people, but let alone to anybody. It's crazy town to me. So people want to know how I went from 165 pounds to 135 pounds. And I'm here to tell you through not a lot and also through a lot at the same time. So first, let's talk set point theory. Set point theory is this concept that once your body has a sufficient amount of energy coming in and sufficient body fat and is no longer in a distressed state, you will just have body fat fall off of you. I don't know if this is true to this day. I'm not convinced that is true. What is true is that once you reach your body's optimal ability to tolerate stress and maintain homeostasis, you potentially can then lose weight more easily. That is the reality. And ladies, the only way to get to the point where body recomposition is now easy for you, if this is something that you wish to achieve, is to sit in the HA recovery hormone healing phase and leave it alone. So I left it alone. I came to peace. I was like, this is me, y'all. This is me. Left it alone. And that's an extremely important part of being allowed to one day touch body recomposition if you choose to have it, if you want it at that point. It's really like Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Or if you're in the US, the Sorcerer's Stone, because for some reason, if any of you remember that, one can only possess the Philosopher's Stone if they wish not to use it. This is so much like this, so this is bad news for anyone who was like, how do I get my period back and then also lose weight immediately? No. You need to let go of it if you ever want to have it again. Mm-hmm. You need to sit in that body and you need to let it do its job. And when the time is appropriate, you may body recomp. So what happened for me was I left it alone for a long time. I even got pregnant, went through that, never pushed my body, never underate again. I mean, I even was still doing some like mechanical eating stuff, which if I remember, I will circle back around to. But if not, just like someone remind me about my mechanical eating through recovery and through post-recovery. But I was doing all that. And then I got back into sport, as many of you know, and I've already discussed. And then at that point, I started to lose weight a little bit. I was like, oh, that's crazy. Because like, I'm eating the same. I must be in, I start to realize like, oh, I must be in my set point because I'm in a natural, very slight caloric deficit from playing sport a few times a week and weight is falling off of me. That has not happened to me in a long time because back when I was chronically dieting and exercising, I wouldn't lose weight easily at all. Like nothing would happen. So, and I would lose my period, of course, right? But I was like still ovulating and even things were looking better than usual in terms of my chart and my cycle. And I was losing weight. And I'm like, that's crazy. But I'm so at peace with where I'm at right now that like, I don't even care, which is so interesting. But there it was. Anyway, later, I go through a really stressful time in my life at the beginning of 2024. Really stressful time, and I don't like completely lose my appetite to the point that I can't eat, but I lose my appetite to the point that basically I no longer like wanted dessert. I was playing a lot of sports still, and I actually probably increased my training because it was distracting me from my stress. Not something I'm saying everyone should do, but definitely a tool for me to survive temporarily the most traumatizing time of my entire life, you know. So I'm not eating dessert anymore and I'm exercising. So boom, that's like a 400 calorie deficit with working out, but my cycle was fine. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. I think because this is more from a place of stress and I'm still eating sufficient meals with meal timing, so my blood sugar is fine, it's up, I'm sleeping and kind of, and I mean, like, I think just those things. Oh, yeah. And I'd been in a healed state for so long that I was able to continue cycling, and not only continue cycling, but actually have like record luteal phases. Eventually, not right away. It was not perfect. Like, with the initial stress and drop in weight, I was having some shorter luteal phases actually. So, you know, I used the tools of tracking to identify that quickly, resolve it, get it done. And then I was off to the races, and then I had record luteal phases of like 15 days. So I was like, okay, because my lowered intake, higher physical output is not coming from a place of diddling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Joule Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's going to need it for his testosterone, just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to joulewellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring. Restriction. I think this is having a psychological effect for me. And because I'm also years post AJ, that I'm like exercising because I'm just, so like, guys, I'm just playing pickleball. I'm playing so much pickleball at this time. And it's like, you're so engrossed in it. Like, it's not like exercise. You don't have time to have thoughts. You're just in the game and you're just trying to win. And it's so different to weightlifting and running and stuff. And none of it came, it just came from a place of like, I was so anxious at home by myself. My daughter was gone. I didn't know what to do. And I just couldn't sit at home. Like, this is just who I am. I just couldn't do it. So yeah, like, the intention behind it and where everything's coming from, I truly, truly believe matters. And you can't fake that intention because your brain knows. So anyway, I lose a bunch of weight and I end up at like 135 pounds. So to go from 165 to 135 within probably a 7 to 8 month time frame is not rapid, but is definitely significant. And my cycle was basically fine throughout the whole thing, except for one instance where I had to have antibiotics and it was like a shit show for 6 weeks. Different story. Now, at one point, I apologize if I talked about this already in another episode, but I can't always remember like who and where I talk about everything. But I had lost a weight and I'd gone to the park with my friend and their kids. I guess I just wanted to see my friend, but like, I didn't have my kid with me or anything. And I just rocked up. And there's this chick who is kind of an acquaintance. And she was like, wow, you've like gotten some sun and you've been working out. Well, yeah, I got some sun because I just play pickleball and I live in Texas. And I just explained to you guys all why I lost a bunch of weight. And I just, with the comments, right? Because in my normal, my post-recovery body, my 160-pound body, no one was saying nice shit to me. You know, like, and by nice, I mean just like, she was obviously trying to like compliment me, right? And it's just like not helpful. And I just decided in that moment, this person needs to know. I'm going to say something that allows her to reflect for the future. And I just said to her, oh, This is extreme anxiety and stress. Because she needed to know in that moment that not all weight loss is intentional and not all weight loss is good. And I did not think that this was good. I was kind of worried about it. I was like, I don't identify as someone who just loses weight. What's going on? And I talked with Mishi and Ashley about it. So they knew it was on the radar and they could give me shit if they felt like it was getting excessive. And I would just like stay accountable with my chart, you know, to what was going on. But this isn't something that I celebrated. This isn't something that I fought to keep. And this is not something that this random person should be commenting on. So anyway, that was like, I feel like that's a really important context for weight loss for me. And that's essentially what happened was like, I stopped eating dessert. Now I want to tell you about that dessert. And you guys, there's no like structure to this podcast ever. I just start talking. That dessert was the bowl food. We all know the bowl food. The bowl food is that food, that bowl of concoction and ingredients that you eat when you're dieting that you're excited about. It's usually dessert, but for some people it's breakfast. It's got random shit in it. Like non-fat yogurt, Cool Whip, 0% Jello. It's got chocolate chips. It's got PB Fit. If you're really crazy, it has a little bit of actual nut butter. It has protein powder mixed into it. It has oats in it. It has whatever it was for you. It's like a bowl full of things that you like. And you have to have it. And if you're one of those people with the dessert thing, you'll go to a restaurant with people after having a tumultuous time figuring out what you can eat and having total anxiety. And you'll go home, instead of having dessert with everybody or going for ice cream after dinner, you'll go home to your safe bowl of dessert food that you look forward to. You look forward to this, even though it's really not that good, because you're in control of it. And it's the food that it's sweet. It's like a dessert. It's like a treat. And you know what? When you're dieting, you don't get to have desserts and treats. So you're really tied to this bowl of food that you eat. And it's hard to let go of it. And you really like it. And you genuinely do. You're not just saying that. You really like it. Because it's something that you get to have in the restriction that kind of feels like it's not restriction, even though it is. Definitely hit me up if I nailed it. Okay, so there is such a strong connection to the bowl food. And I'm sure for some people there's some other manifestation that's not a bowl food. But for many of us, it's the bowl food. So we're going to go with that. The bowl food was something I had all through my macro tracking, all through my HA, and then all through my recovery. And it transformed and it develops, right? Because when I had HA, it was like as low calorie, high volume as it could be. So that we're talking 0% yogurt, strawberries, maybe like sugar-free syrup of some kind. You put in a bit of like Halo Top or Arctic Zero or whatever, like non-fat, low-fat, no-fun ice cream that you can think of. And you get to have all of this food for like, I don't know, like 350 calories or something. And you put it in your MyFitnessPal at the beginning of the day so you can work backwards and you kind of like avoid eating earlier on in the day because you really want to save up to have as much of the bowl food as you can. And it's supportive to you and it's comforting and you want it every day. And this was me, it was mine, and mine transformed over time to, I went to 2% yogurt, and then I was like, oh, fine, I'll do full fat. I end up putting chocolate in it, I end up putting real peanut butter in it, like, oh, sorry, I have that flu that everyone got. I ended up making it into something that was really quite caloric. So I actually ate that almost obsessively, like a compulsion for 3 years after recovery. and of course my whole entire HA period of time. So that was like a long time where the last thing that I still had like a psychological hold on was the bowl food, the dessert that I would go home after night out. And I don't want to order like your chocolate tart at the restaurant. I want to go home and I want to have my bowl food, right? Because it's high volume and it's mine and it's safe. And I'm not going to be hungry afterwards. It's like where we still fear being hungry afterwards and we still fear not having that part of our brain truly satisfied. So I maintained that and then I went into the stressful period of time and I just stopped desiring it and boom, the weight fell off. And I generally have not desired that dessert again since. And I think that is fascinating. And this is not something, I mean, I'm still making realizations all the time. And I did not realize that I even still had like a psychological hold on that elaborate weird dessert, even if it wasn't, didn't have any diet foods in it anymore. I still needed to have that dessert. And I would say it was probably one of the strongest compulsions I had when I was in HA. So I really think it's indicative of the psychological healing phase that you go through in recovery and that you need so much patience. This does not happen overnight. You need so much patience. You cannot control how quickly you can heal psychologically from the trauma of extreme restriction. I'm sorry. It's just really the way that it is. And all of this entire story is to say that one day this will not be your life. One day you will be back to living to do what you want to do, and you won't really be dictated as much by what your period is saying. You can body recomp if you even give two Fs about it by the time you're finished actually healing yourself. But you have to actually fully surrender if you want even a chance. And you know why? Because you earn your body's trust. When you've taken away, you earn it back. I learned this by complete surprise because I had the wonderful gift of getting to naivety. I did not know. I really felt and thought that I was going to have to completely surrender to being in a bigger body, and I'm okay with it too. Like, I cannot emphasize enough that it's not like I'm more happy now. It's not like I'm more happy now. I'm not like, look at me, I did it, guys, I got to where you're trying to go. No, I'm just saying, hey, set point actually happened for me, and I now sit at a lower weight. And it didn't happen by magic. There was a caloric deficit in there, but it did not come from a place of restriction. I think, you know, even if I didn't go through that really stressful time, I think I would have continued to lose the weight because I was already losing it from doing the training. It just kind of like snowballed a little bit with the stress. And, you know, I've been wrapped up with the stress for a while and I have stayed here and I eat so much food. So you cannot force this. So I encourage anyone who is still in a, like, I really hate my body and I just don't want to be here phase, to look within at what could truly make you happy, in life, right? Like, what things do you really actually need to be happy? Because it's not your body. Can you let go? Can you leave your body alone for a few years? I promise you, you will feel good. Like, you will find freedom. There will be joy. You will probably get to a point where you forget that you made a deal with yourself to let your body do what it wants to do. And that you said that, you know, you told yourself, like, in 2 years, I can try body recomp. Like, you'll probably forget you're having such a good time. But you have to let it go. You have to let it happen. Okay, I hope this made sense. That's what I've got for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please support the sponsors of the show. You're helping me feed my family. And I'm a single mom, you guys. So, like, support the sponsors. Just kidding. I do this for you. Without you guys, I don't know what I would do. I'm just like, I love you guys so much. And I can't wait to see you next week. And again, come tell me what things you want to discuss. I do have interviews kind of coming up. There's people you want us to talk to, do let me know. And I'll see you guys next week. Da-da-ling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's going to need it for his testosterone, just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.